BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 26 through 28. God's reign, death's destruction. A hierarchy exists now, and that order of majesty and power will be finalized at the end of time. The hierarchy that exists now consists of Jesus, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit acting upon the will of the Father in the affairs of creation to accomplish the work assigned to them, which they willingly and eagerly accepted. The Father placed, quote, everything under Jesus's feet. Psalm chapter 8, verse 6. When their work is finished and all is as it should be, the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him. Verse 25 and 27a. The Son will be made subject to the Father in the sense that administratively, after he subjects all things to his power, he will then turn it all over to God the Father, the administrative head. That is not to suggest that the Son is in any way inferior to the Father. All three persons of the Trinity are equal in duty and in dignity. The subordination referred to is one of function. The Father is supreme in the Trinity. The Son carries out the Father's will. The Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son to vitalize life, communicate God's truth, apply His salvation to people, and enable them to obey God's will. Jesus said, quote, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. John chapter 8, verses 28 through 29. And Jesus said, quote, I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. John chapter 14, verses 30 through 31. The last enemy destroyed is death. In Christ Jesus, death is no more. Therefore, what reason is there to remain my own ruler when another ruler exists that has the authority over death and will utterly and completely destroy it?
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.